So I want to offer a few pointers, a few directions this morning. And the first thing is to kind of encourage an understanding that what we're doing here is really natural. And it may feel, look, it's not natural to go on a retreat and to do something called practice and to sit for 1 hour without moving. This is not natural. But I think we can change that dialogue. It's natural to meet ourselves deeply. It's natural to reconnect with our inner world that we have ignored so often or run away from. So I just want to invite you to see that what we're doing here in this retreat and in every meditation session, and we're walking, we're sitting, we're eating, we're breathing, we're sleeping, it's natural. And so as we sit with a small intention, yes, I'm going to sit until the bell rings, but it really is just a very minimal framework for us to do something that's very natural, which is basically hineni, here I am. You can say the whole of meditation is that. Hineni. And actually, we can start with that. This sense of coming home to our life. Hineni. And to be present. And if we're absent, we disappear from being present. We switch off, we go off somewhere. This too is natural. It's just the way the mind is. So, without judgment, believe shiputiyut, bikoritiyut. If our mind goes off and we're not here, in other words, hineni machuk, we wiped it out, we're not here, it's okay. What's interesting is the dynamic in consciousness of being here and being not here. What's interesting is the flexibility of the mind that can travel to here and away, and back and away, and back and away. So, whenever we're not here, and it can be 15 minutes you're thinking about your mother, or 20 minutes you're thinking about your work, or but be interested in this coming home again and disappearing and back, and this flexibility of the mind, that gemishut shel ha'todaah, here and not here, here and not here. That tells us something. If we are okay with both, it tells us something. We're learning a power of flexibility, of gemishut, of dancing with our attention, our tsumat lev. Being not here, by the way, is not that we're not conscious. So we're conscious of being in Tel Aviv, although we're sitting here. It's still being conscious. So the consciousness is happening anyway all the time. It's just that our attention has gone off there. Okay, so what? Let it be there, let it come back, you know, just constant arriving, constant disappearing, constant arriving, constant going, just stay with all of that. So one very basic attitude is of welcoming. Welcoming what arises, and if it is absence, in other words, if what arises is a fantasy of being in Tel Aviv, welcome that too. Welcome the arriving of experience, even if it's a fantasy of being somewhere else. And be in that dynamic, being available. Just being available to what is happening to us all the time. Being available. Zminut. So there's a few attitudes that help us with this. Attitude of trust. Gisha shel emun, gisha shel refuge, dibati al zeh etmol, avadnu al zeh katzat. Attitude of, like I say, it's natural, we're coming home to our life. Trust that place, feel held, feel supported. In any way, by ourselves, by our Buddha within, by the retreat, by each other, by the teachers and the teaching, it doesn't matter what, by the birds outside, by the trees, feel the sense of trust and support as an attitude. The sha'en, to lean, not just against the wall, but to everything. The sha'en al. A second attitude that's helpful is authenticity, authentiut, kenut, because that's what's happening right now. Okay, be honest. This is my experience right now. Don't try and dress it up. It shouldn't be like that. It should be something else. This is what's happening. This experience, this attitude of authenticity is helpful to us. And the third attitude that's helpful in the practice is virya. That's the quality of energy, motivation, enthusiasm, which sometimes can be, it come many different ways, but sakranut, it's interesting. Wow. That's me, ze'ani be'emet. Wow, kachani, sakranut, surprise, of course. But be interested in what's really happening. This is, we're meeting our life. There's no better movie. We can go to any Netflix you want. There's nothing as more interesting and exciting as the movie right now of our life. So that gives energy. And virya as energy is a quality that helps us. So sometimes, en lanu kol kach. Okay. Just to be aware of the flow of energy, a zerem, a galim, shel energia, akshav yesh, akshav ein, akshav bli ma'amatz, ani pashut margish kaze, kamo netz al ha al ha. Al haruach. Achshav ani tzirich ma'amatz. Beseder, as it comes. But just to be aware of that as a quality, just to be aware, not to make ideal. I must be totally super energy. No. be with the flow of energy as it happens. And if you need, if you really feel tired, the first day, by the way, it's very easy to feel pretty tired. And sometimes it's quite hard to sit for an hour. And we do feel tired, it's okay. And sometimes we just need to rest, it's fine. We just go to our room, say, take time off, I'm going to take a rest. But just to flow with the energy states. So, the beginning of the retreat, the first base of the Satipatthana, the kaya, the body, is probably the best object because it's simplest and immediate. The body is really hard to breathe in the future or the past. So the body really helps us to kind of land. Hineni is experienced in the body most easily. But do go deeper. So maze omek beguf under the surface. go deeper under what's on the surface. So the simple breath, yes, but go under, namely, where is it going in the body? How am I with this breath? How is this breath? The originality of this breath, which has never happened before. It's new moment, new breath, new being, new body. Every minute we experience our body new and fresh and different. So go under the surface. If it's the breath experiencing it, maybe flowing through the body, not just here, but see where it goes. If it's sometimes with the breath, maybe sometimes sensations, trushot, and just feel them flowing, feel them moving. Okay? We don't really experience body, we experience sensations of body, trushot. So we don't experience a body, we experience sensations. So what are they? They're always moving, they're always flowing, they're alive. So go into that sense of the moving sensations of bodily life. So I think sometimes breath, sometimes body, bodily sensations. And sometimes, like I said yesterday, include the observer observing the breath. Give it a little space. It's kachat kavod or inyan. Anachnu yodim she'anachnu noshmim. אנחנו יודעים שיש ידיים, אנחנו יודעים שיש מגע בין הגוף והכרית. אז מה זה הידיעה הזאת? Give it a little space. The knowing itself of not just the object called the breath or the body or the hands or the feet, but also the knowing, give that interest. Knowing is happening. So I'm saying this to you because you've all been on retreats before, you've all been practicing before. So even at the beginning of the retreat, I think it's good not to get obsessed with it, but to give it space. Things are known. What is that knowing? Ha'edut. What is that? B'keshel ha'machshavot, don't worry about them. Like I said, in and out, Makshavot, Mazmin Otanu Le Tel Aviv, Mazmin Otanu Le Mayeh, Mazmin Otanu Mahaya, Mazmin Otanu Le Po, Visham Vizeva. Okay, Luna Park, Shel Makshavot. It's okay. We don't need to fight the thoughts, but it's helpful. Helpful to see thought arising by itself and passing by itself. It's life. It's okay. It's a bit like sensation in the body. It's a sensation in the mind. Tchusha b'toch ha-toda'ah, b'toch ha-mind. But if we can allow the key, ha-mafteach la'avod im machshavot ze she-ma'afsher machshavot la'alot ve-la'avor, kama she'efshar lo likanes b'zeh ve-la'sif od machshavot al ve-bikoret al ve-sharsheret shel a chain of inyanim misaviv b'kol machshava she-ha-machshava hazot mevi oti lakacha ve-ha-parshanut al. If you can just kind of not run after the thought, but allow it to be natural. A thought comes, a thought goes. And partly then it's help not stopping thinking, not trying to change it, not trying to do anything with it. Let it arrive and let it go. And watch the way we get lost in thought, often TV. Ze ha-tzumat lev, attention is lost, not a, ze lo anachnu. Ha-tzumat lev is, because they're bolet, swallowed by thought. And then we get it back again and we're here again, hineni. So watch that happening, it's natural. Let it happen. And there is a sense of edut behind it all, witnessing. I know what's going on. Thought comes, takes me away, and then I come back. Thought comes, takes me away, and I'm back. Bekesha la'ani, keep it very light, but you can have a sense today. It's just a sense of the center during the day. And this is not specially meditation, or it's 24 hours. It's like, even in the hineni, there is a me. It's like, okay, I am looking at. Ani mustakel al. Ani ochel. Ani choshev. Just a little bit, bring it into awareness, the sense of hasubyekt. Edut kolel subyekt. So just to be aware that there is a point of view called me, looking at things. Just bring it a little bit into consciousness during the day, in a very light way. And sometimes it's not so strong. Kmo mezik avir, avshav cham, avshav kar, avshav yoter mi, ani, avshav pachot, avshav ani yicholech, avshav ze ani, shechoshev, avshav lo yider. So, בתוך ההנחיות עד עכשיו, אני גם כל הזמן התייחסתי, I talked about, in a way, the three characteristics already. But I just want to repeat them so you know what I'm talking about. What is the truth of things that helps us. So I already said, בהתחלה של השיחה שלי היום, דיברתי על הגמישות של התודעה, נכון? A thought comes, takes us away, then we're back, then we're... This sense of in, out, change, flow, this is here, then it's gone, this is arising, then it's gone. Anicca, it's already part of our wisdom. The sense of the dynamic nature of experience. This breath has never happened before. So, כבר בתוך ההנחיות שנתתי הבוקר, Anicca היה שם. This breath is fresh and new. This moment has never happened before. This is arising and this is going. It happens by itself. This thought appears, Tel Aviv appears and disappears. Israeli politics appears and disappears. Anicca. And being aware that things arise and disappear through because of conditions that make them. Conditions create experiences. That's very just happening by itself. Conditions create this experience right now. And there's a wisdom in that. And so in the during the day and during the practice, just be aware of that. The sense of dynamic nature of experience, the freshness of things, the new eyes we look at ourselves and the world, Anicca, and Anatta being what I've already said, the sense of subject and in and out, more me, less me. But not to worry about it, but just give it a very light attention, ha-edut. All of that is anatta. And pleasant, unpleasant, dukkha. Just knowing it, dukkha, sukha. Something feels good, something doesn't feel good. Something is joyful, something is unpleasant. Just notice, allowing both. Okay, that's what I want to say. Let's just take 15 minutes to practice.